Apple hit $1 trillion in valuation today, but there was another company that hit that mark long ago. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 2nd of August. Thanks for clicking through. Today we learned of another retail casualty, and we'll tell you who that was. Tesla had a lousy report, but today the stock jumped by more than 16%. Why? We'll share that story. A medical school automatically lowered female applicant test scores. No, they did. Winnebago cut staff in Iowa. Those stories, the markets, along with our friends Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed from City View Magazine. We've got a whole bunch of silly stuff coming your way today. It's what we do with City View. But first, let's get serious with the daily business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com. No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. It's at IOB_NewsHour, IOB_NewsHour. You want to reach me personally? It is at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled, by the way, L-I-B-B-I-E. Let's get into the news headlines for today, shall we? The world was going nuts as Apple stock climbed to $1 trillion in value. That's a bunch of iPhone sales. However, Apple is not the first company to hit that mark. More than a decade ago, there was a Chinese oil giant called PetroChina that reached the $1 trillion milestone, but it didn't fare too well after that. PetroChina's market cap hit $1 trillion in 2007 following a successful debut on the Shanghai Stock Exchange. PetroChina's Shanghai-listed shares nearly tripled on the open of that day, with its Hong Kong shares immediately following them higher as well. According to Reuters, PetroChina's opening price in Shanghai valued the company at 60 times analyst forecasts. Wow. That's above the global average of 18 times for oil firms at the time of the valuation. However, and you knew there was one coming, it was all downhill from there. According to Bloomberg, PetroChina's market value plummeted to less than $260 billion by the end of 2008. And that fact represents the largest destruction of shareholder wealth in world history. So what happened? Well, you can blame the financial crisis and a collapse in oil prices. When PetroChina made its debut in 2007, Brent crude prices were at one point above $140 a barrel. Today, they're about half that price. And the company has not fared well since. But, hey, Apple did hit a high of $207.05 a share today, briefly pushing its market cap to $1 trillion and making it the first U.S. publicly traded company to reach that mark. So, If you had invested in Apple a decade ago, you probably would be feeling pretty good about it today. According to CNBC calculations, a $1,000 investment made in early August of 2008 would be worth more than $9,222.50 as of today, or over nine times as much, including price appreciation and excluding dividends. Well done. Well, on the other side of the ledger, add another casualty to the pile of failed retail stores. Today we learned that Brookstone filed for Chapter 11, hoping to find a buyer who might want to dive into selling gadgets and other cool stuff. Today the company said in a press release it's already started the process of shuttering its remaining 101 mall stores all across the United States. In the release, Brookstone cast blame on, quote, continued deterioration of traditional mall traffic. The company's filing for bankruptcy adds to a number of mall-related retailers that have done so within the past few months, many of them apparel brands including The Limited, Wet Seal, Rue 21, and department store chain Bon-Ton, the parent company of Yonkers. Shopping malls are taking a hit, and CNBC reported earlier this year that U.S. malls haven't been this empty since 2012. But those mall landlords are still hopeful they'll be able to find new uses for the space, but many will be outside of retail. If you were with us yesterday, you know that we reported that even though Tesla had a reported earnings call, it was lousy. The stock went up in late-day trading. Well, that trend continued today. Shares of Tesla jumped 16% today after the company convinced investors it was able to produce positive cash flow and turn a profit after Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk apologized for past incendiary remarks. Yesterday, in a conference call, Musk addressed the company's largest quarterly loss to date and said the electric car maker would not need to raise more cash and that capital expenses would be slightly below $2.5 billion for the rest of 2018. That's lower than analysts' estimates. Stay tuned. Now, we saw this, and we thought we had to share it with you. Tokyo Medical University has been automatically lowering the test scores of female applicants since 2011. Now, why would they do that? Well, according to the Yomiuri newspaper, to keep classes mostly male. That's what the medical school wanted. They wanted mostly male doctors. School officials reportedly thought that women would end up taking more time off from school for marriages and pregnancies. According to the BBC, the university is going to be investigating the report. Two of the university's former leaders were indicted in July for admitting a government official's son in exchange for a grant. So yeah, this kind of stuff even happens in Tokyo. Speaking of medical, the Trump administration rolled out a series of low-cost medical plans, and while they are lower in cost, they're also lacking the consumer protections of the Affordable Care Act. Those short-term plans are cheaper for a reason, and consumers should understand what they're buying. Short-term plans can reject those with pre-existing conditions, charge them more, or issue policies that exclude treatment for the policyholder's pre-existing condition. Now you know. Winnebago Industries has confirmed cutbacks at the company's Northern Iowa plant in Forest City. The company said that fewer than 35 people were dismissed at the end of July, and the cuts are permanent. There was no reason given. Winnebago employs anywhere from 2,600 to 2,700 people at the Forest City plant, which is more than half of the company's workforce. The maker of motorhomes and other outdoor products has additional Iowa plants in Lake Mills, Charles City, and Waverly. Winnebago stock, yeah, that gained 3% today and closed at $38.95 a share. Speaking of stocks, the Dow lost 7 points today, erasing a 20-point gain earlier in the trading session. The tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped by 1.2%, and the S&P 500 added 0.5% on the day's work. The big news was, of course, that Apple shares gained 2.9% to close at $207.39 a share, lifting its market cap well above the $1 trillion mark. Apple stock has been on a tear since the company reported stronger than forecast quarterly results earlier this week. Since then, the stock, Apple, up by more than 8%. The major indexes fell earlier in the session as trade worries intensified after the Trump administration threatened to slap bigger tariffs on China. Shares of big exporters like Caterpillar lost 0.3, and Boeing fell by 0.7%. Also, the global markets fell. The Shanghai Composite and Nikkei 225 dropped 2% and 1.3% respectively. In Europe, the Stoxx 600 index fell by 1%. Earnings session continues today with Dow, DuPont, and Aetna reporting better than quarterly results. Aetna's shares were up by 0.4%, but Dow, DuPont's stock fell by more than 2% on the day. At the bell, the Dow did lose fractionally and closed at 25,326. NASDAQ bounced up by 1.2% to end the day at 7802, and the S&P 500 gained nearly 0.5% to close at 2827. Gold continued its downward slide and lost $10.60 today to trade at $12.0730 an ounce. Crude gained nearly 2%, or $1.32, to end the day at $68.98 a barrel. The 10-year T-bill came off of its day's high of over 3% to close at 2.98%. Now you've got the numbers. It's Thursday, so coming up, we're going to have a little fun with Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed, both from City View. They're here with some silliness and stuff to do in the metro. Should be fun. Click on through. We'll see you on the other side.